Looking at robots, there's a very interesting discovery which was announced this week by Andrew Schwartz and his team in the journal Nature from the University of Pittsburgh, this comes from. And what they've done is to develop a way in which you can control a robot just using the power of brainwaves. This technique involves developing an electrode which can be implanted into the brain's motor area, and this electrode has lots of tiny miniature electrodes inside the main electrode, and effectively it can eavesdrop on the electrical chatter that goes on between nerve cells. Now, if you look at how the brain encodes movements, the brain has on its surface a map of the human body, and there are different cells representing different bits of the body in different places around the surface of the brain. So if you put your electrode into the part of the brain that controls the hand, for example, the nerve cells there will principally be talking about hand movements. What this team have managed to do is to write computer programs that can decode how those cells talk to each other when they're going to make a movement, and then translate those movements into the movements of a robot. So a monkey can be shown a piece of food in front of it, and it can, by just thinking about it, reach out with the robot arm, take hold of the piece of food, and then bring it back to its mouth and feed itself. And because it's so specific and precise at recording just from the clutch of cells that is involved in hand movements, the monkey can move its head around, its eyes around, and it won't interfere with the signal that they're picking up. Now, what we understand about how the brain controls movements is, if I asked you to imagine you were standing looking at a giant clock face and you were going to reach out and say touch the number 2, then what would happen is this would involve a movement out away from your body, upwards quite a bit, and to the right a little bit. So in other words, there will be a cell in your brain that would say, I principally want to move right, so that would be activated a little bit. There'd be another cell which involves arm movements upwards, so that would be activated quite a lot. And then another cell which would be activated a lot to move your arm away from your body. So by adding together the relative contributions of each of these cells, that's how you get the final direction and speed and range of movement of what the brain wants you to do. And it's eavesdropping on that. That's what the team have done. And why they think it's important is that we could effectively take people who've had strokes and can't actually get the rest of their body to move and wire those signals into the rest of their body. Or you could take people who are, say, amputees, and rather than giving them a rather blunt prosthesis that they can only control with fairly rough movements, you could actually, with the power of thought, enable you to move that fairly accurately. And this is much better than the present designs we've had so far, where they've really been limited to people moving a cursor around on a screen. So it's a big step forward.
I'd be slightly worried about, if I had one of those, I'd just end up in the shoe shop all the time. I didn't know, you know, your real intentions underneath.